You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help! I Suck at Dating, our special Thursday episode. And we have two very special guests from the documentary, My Friend Tommy. We have Tommy Lee and we have Nem Stankovic. Am I saying that properly?
Stankovic, yeah.
Stankovic.
Stankovic. I'm so bad at pronouncing names. It's terrible. But gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Oh, thank you for having us, guys.
Oh
Thanks
my
for
God,
having
of course.
Us, guys, appreciate you.
Of course. So I want to talk about the documentary My Friend Tommy. So you guys talk about a particular subject on here that doesn't get talked about a lot. And I think it's really great that you guys are open about it because I feel like two gentlemen who are in your position would certainly feel insecure about talking about it. So let's start with you, Tommy. I mean, the documentary is called My Friend Tommy. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so basically, my friend Nem Stankovic and myself, we're on a quest as a real life 40-year-old virgin, and it was a quest to find a girlfriend, get laid. That was the quest originally, but during the process, the journey, I find out more about my adulthood, more about myself, and in that same process, a bond starts to form between myself, Nem, and the rest of the crew and the cast. We start to really bond together, grow together as the journey continued throughout the U.S. And basically we hit up the U.S. cities, New York City, Miami, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and L.A. And I believe we are in Death Valley as well and other spots. And yeah, it was just, in the beginning, I needed help with the ladies. And Nem was there to come in and say, I'll help you with the ladies. Let's go on this historic journey. And that's what we did. But in the process of me trying to find that the right woman in my life, I found out more about myself and I grew more into adulthood during the journey. So it was the most amazing experience. I believe, can't speak on behalf of Nem and the crew, but one of the most amazing experience I ever had. So,
well, so Tom or Nem, I guess you can answer this too. How did this whole thing come about? Where did, like, how did you guys meet? How did you get this idea to make a documentary about it?
Nem, I'll let you go real quick after this. Like, yeah, basically, yeah, Nem was like, hey, I'm going to help you out with the ladies. Cause I said, Nem, help me with the ladies, man. Cause back in when we were in college and Nem being the best friend he is, he was like, yeah, okay, let's go, but we'll go on this journey. find that lady for you, and gave me challenges along the way. But yeah, that's how it came about in college. He just came up and he's like, you know what, I'll help you with the ladies, but let's go on this historic journey.
And Nem, have you been a bit of a ladies man your whole life?
Well, I guess not my whole life, but being 6'9" and being a professional basketball player definitely helped me. As I transitioned into becoming a comedian, I think it just kind of, I've had my foot in a number of, you know, industries, starting with sports and then entertainment, comedy. Then I became a rapper, which was completely out of left field and random because I started doing parody songs and it became, you know, a career on the side. So basically I was playing basketball in the States. I was playing in Chicago and Tennessee. Then I played pro briefly. I had an injury. I came back home to Toronto and went back to film school to finish my degree. And the first day of school, I see this dude who's like, "Hey guys, come by. We're doing a karaoke night on Thursday." And I'm like, "Oh, cool. It's a young professor inviting students out to a karaoke night or a TA." And then I went, it was like a movie. I wish I got this in the movie. I went to get a drink at the water fountain and it was like, I was bent over it. He's like, "Hey bro." I'm like, I turn around. He's like, "Do you play for the Rams?" I'm like, "Yeah, man." He's like, "Oh, I always want to be a basketball player." And I'm like, "Oh, cool. Are you a professor here or a TA?" He's like, "Oh no, first year student. I'm like, "Oh, okay, man, cool." So basically, like, Tommy was at our school because Tommy's an on-air sports personality and his dream is to be kind of like the Nardwar of sports. And I was a former athlete, you know, studying film and television to get into comedy. And basically, that's how it started. Like, our connection started over basketball. We would spend many nights together in these computer labs working on these assignments, all these students would. And the students would stay till 5 a.m. and Tommy would leave at 11 p.m. sharp every night. I'm like, "Dude, stay, have a beer, smoke a J, chill out. We're doing the same assignments. We're staying up all night." And then after seeing him leave every night at 11 sharp, I'm like, "Yo, bro, like, what's going on? Like, why do you always leave at 11 sharp?" He's like, "Oh, you know, all Asian moms." And I'm just like, "Oh, no, I don't know." "How old are you, bro?" And he's like, 26. And I'm just like, "Oh." And then I started learning more and more. We became close friends. And I'm like, "Oh, you're a virgin, aren't you?" And he's like, "No." I'm like, "Yeah, you are." He's like, "Okay, but don't tell anyone." I'm like, "Everybody kind of already knows." But like, he was always like, help me with the ladies. And I'm like, I mean, I think at the time I was in a relationship with like a sociopathic narcissist and I was just like, "All right, let's go for a road trip, man. Let's my relationship was ending. I was just like, let's get it started out as a bro thing. I'm like, let's get you laid." But then I realized like he still had a curfew with his Christian Korean parents. He had never cooked a meal. He had never made his bed. And I'm like, "Yo, this is bigger than sex. This begs the question, like, what does it mean to be an adult?" So like, That's how it started. And we decided to take our time with it. And it took years and years to finish. And, you know, the film is a quest for Tommy to rediscover his adulthood. And, you know, he's at the time, he's like a real life 40-year-old virgin. He's about to turn 40 in the movie. And he's trying to figure it out. And in every city we throw him in a new adult challenge. So the first day was like, "You got to get a phone number." And like for reference, he had never even told a girl that he liked her. And basically like he was seeing these girls like pass by on Facebook, life passed by before him. And like, they were having kids and families and getting married. So like, first day we're like, "Get a phone number." And he's like, it's like we asked him to murder someone. So it was like, it was wild. But that's how it started. Yeah.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, Tom, I got to ask you then. It sounds like Nem was saying how at first you weren't willing to admit that you hadn't had sex with anyone, but then you eventually came into it, right? So was it something you were always not like embarrassed by, but just didn't admit freely? And then you kind of grew into that. That's like being able to talk about it.
Yeah, no, great question. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was at that time ashamed to admit I was a virgin at that time, and I'm also ashamed that, you know, about my age as well, because I was older than them and the other classmates of mine. They were more younger than I was. So yeah, that there's this like stereotype still to this day that you know, it's shameful to say you're a virgin in public, especially when you're in a university with thousands of kids. Like Nem and I graduated from one of the biggest universities in Canada, it was basically, yeah, it was just being ashamed. And it's just tough for a young adolescent male or female to be like, I'm just so ashamed being a virgin. Like, it's just so uncool. But that's another thing that this movie, Nem and I want to bring out that message that, you know, 10, 20 years from now, when we have kids and our kids are grown up, they're walking the hallways in their high schools, our kids are in college, walking the campuses, and they won't be ashamed to admit that, you know, hey, I'm proud to be a virgin. Hopefully at that time, 20, 30 years from now, they'll be rocking our virgin shirts at that time, our kids, but, and our grandkids, but yeah, that's what we want to do. Change
dude,
that.
I'll tell you what, I think it's awesome that you're even having the conversation about it. I think you opening up and sharing your story is only going to make other people that maybe are in a similar situation feel more seen, more heard, and less like, you know, ostracized, I guess, from the other people. So I think it's really great what you guys are doing. And Tommy, obviously it takes a lot of courage to stand up, say it, and have a documentary filmed about your experience. So really cool. I'm really impressed that you guys are able to do that for sure.
Yeah, and Tommy, I don't think you're alone. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there, even if they're not virgins, there's a lot of guys out there who have difficulty, you know, talking to people they're attracted to and or, you know, for lack of a better word, like having sex with girls. You know, like I remember even in my, you know, adolescent years before my wife, because my wife was very open about her virginity. You know, when we first met, she was 27 and a virgin and was very open and honest about it. And I do think that there is a difference between when a woman admits that she's a virgin and a guy, because it just seems like, you know, guys are supposed to like have like, it's just like this thing of like, there's a lot of, I think, misconceptions with men and sex. One, it's like, oh, guys have sex all the time with girls and they just like bring anything home. Or even like during the act of sex, it's like, oh, guys are supposed to just like be able to have sex any minute of every day. Like they're always ready to go. And it's like, oh, that's just not the case. I hate to break the news to you. So I love that you're doing this. I love that you guys are rocking the virgin shirts to really like, you know, make it known that like this is a thing that a lot of people go through. And it's just not you, Tommy. It's tons of people. And so I think it's great what you're doing. So Tommy, how is this experience? You know, you say that you learned a lot about not only, you know, relationships, but about yourself. So I guess what is like one of the things that you're going to take with you from going on this experience and having them challenge you in different ways?
Wow, you guys are coming up with the hard-hitting questions. Wow, appreciate it.
The beasts in the game. That's their job, bro.
This is not our first rodeo.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah, what I would like to take from this, just a couple of quick things is basically I would like to take, of course, like I'm more confident now, like, when approaching women, I'm more confident in myself, in my own skin, and I'm not afraid to, you know, talk with them, to, you know, ask them if, you know, they want to go out for coffee, they want to go out for a movie, not fear of rejection either. Like, man, before I met Nem guys, I was like, I would always be sensitive, like, oh, why isn't this, you know, this, lady talking to me, like, why did she just walk away with a snarky face on her, right? And I get sensitive about that now. Don't care, move on to the next. If someone else doesn't like you, whatever, like, who cares? So I take that one with me, more confidence in myself approaching women. Secondly is basically you know, like Nem knows this, basically I learned more about, I don't know if this pertains to the topic, but learn more about how important family is, how family is definitely important. While I was in this journey with Nem and the crew and the cast, I basically, you know, you start to miss your family, realize how important family is. You only have one mom, you only have one dad, you only have one sibling in the world that will back you up. So, I mean, it's weird in a way, like, yeah, my quest was to get laid, but what I found out most is that after this, family is so important. So, I mean, the relationship when I came back just got stronger with my parents and my brother, especially my dad. I wasn't so great when I was in high school. I played a role too. I wasn't the best high school son in the world, but when I came back, I was just changed, man. My dad actually thought I was a mutant that got abducted by an alien and sent him back and sent me back here because I was just so nice to him when I came back from the trip. So,
his dad thinks everyone's a mutant. His dad calls me a mutant. He's like, oh, my mutant son. Oh, you big mutant boy. Yeah, we're both mutants. That's for sure.
In his dad's defense, then, I could see a 6'9 guy walking in and I could see why he would say that. But
yeah, 100%.
Now, I got a question for you. Do you have any experience with this type of like filming or creating films or anything like that before this?
Yeah. Well, you know, my biggest influences are Seth Rogen, Key and Peele, Jim Carrey, Tom Green. That's why I was there. I was there to become a filmmaker. I was also a stand-up comedian at the time for about 3.5 years. I was kind of transitioning out of my sports life. So I did have experience doing short films here and there. You know, this film took years and years. Most filmmakers start out by doing, like, I don't know, 5 to 10 shorts before their feature film. I took 5 to 10 years making one epic documentary about my best friend, and you can see it when you watch it. But I was going to touch on what you guys were talking about with like relatability to men and like healthy masculinity and sexuality for men, because this, you know, this started like in 2014, 2015. And like I said, it started out as a kind of like a funny thing because I was trying to be a filmmaker, but I was also trying to help my friend. But through that process, it became something much bigger and much deeper. And, you know, I had to do my research, and doing my research, I found out a lot of crazy information, really important information, that there are hundreds of millions of adult virgins in the world. They're the largest silenced demographic in the world. They span across geography, race, religion, creed. And basically they're everywhere, and there are hundreds of different sub-communities within the adult virginity. You have the adult virgin community, And basically it spans from people who, you know, I grew up in religious or strict conservative households and didn't develop the adult skills. Usually the virginity is not the main aspect of it. It's just an outcome of something bigger. Some people grew up in secular homes that are traumatic, and, you know, they weren't able to develop as adults. Other people, basically, they choose to be virgins, whether they're secular or religious. They just choose to be virgins for the whatever their reason is. Usually they want to find the right person. And it's about 1 in 20 people in North America. It's about 1 in 10 in Asia, and it's rapidly growing because, you know, we have our phones and apps and technology that's supposed to bring us together, but ironically it's isolating us in terms of developing face-to-face personal skills. So this is like a topic that we want to be the trailblazers of and kind of bring this conversation to light, because there's so many guys and women, like you said, your wife was a virgin at 27. I have like a few bombshell female friends who are also 27 and they're virgins, and they're like, this movie's for me, these are my people. And like it's just like you wouldn't expect it, but like adult virgins are everywhere, and you know they've been kind of voiceless because obviously there's a degree of shame to adult virginity. Basically, like, you don't go to a bar and say, by the way, I'm a 37-year-old virgin, or I'm a 52-year-old virgin. If you're even going to the bar, you keep that to yourself, because society still has kind of like that high school mentality, like, yo bro, this guy's still a virgin, bro, come on bro, come out with me, I'll get too late, bro. Or like girls are like, oh my god, she just needs to get that over with. Like, there's still that mentality, and nobody even knows they exist. So I'm like, it's like, we got to talk about this. And we chose to talk about it through Tommy's story. I mean, we're not a social commentary film by any means, but we choose to bring that social commentary through the film and through Tommy's story, and bring light, kind of like a voice to the voiceless, and normalize and destigmatize this conversation. And we shouldn't be judging people, you know, by their body count or like their political or sexual orientations. We should be judging each other based on our characters and our hearts. And that's kind of like what we stand for.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin,
I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nemo, so I'm on the website right now, and I see this quote here where it says, "Tom is a real deal virgin of many things, not just the act of sex." And I think that's really interesting too, because, and I'm sure you guys could expand on a little bit more, but it seems like the film outlines many other things other than just the quest for, like you said, body count, I guess, right? Yeah. So Tom, how has that been for you? Do you still live at home? Do you find yourself being more independent nowadays, post documentary and everything?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, you guys gotta watch the movie.
Yeah.
But what I can answer is, definitely more independent on myself. And as I stated before, the confidence level within myself has skyrocketed since finishing up the journey with Nem and all my friends and the crew and the cast. But yeah, it's just, once again, like, like Nem has been saying, basically, he saw the change in me from the beginning, to the end, since we started this journey. So, I mean, yeah, confidence is there. And I really want people to take from this movie as well. And I'm sure Nem is too, if he agrees with me, is that, he's on a quest, to get laid, but basically from this movie, like we were talking about, like how, you know, people will perceive the word virgin in a different, more positive light after watching this movie. And also from this movie, it's not just about my quest to get laid. It's about a journey that a group of friends take together and how they grow together on the screen. It's just a beautiful thing to see. So that's why absolutely both of you guys and everyone, LA, and just, you know, hopefully down the road the world will watch it. It's a beautiful thing. It's just how it's filmed and presented. It's just amazing.
You get to see him do laundry for the first time, and it's beautiful, including cooking an omelet.
Omelet too, by the way.
I was going to ask, and based off of those two stories and the screen grab I see from the film, there's got to be a lot of comedic moments in it, right? Like, I would say that's got to be the underlying tone, more or less.
Oh yeah, if I could go quick now.
Absolutely.
Man, we had just this chemistry. Like, I mean, I don't know if you guys know the legendary, long before our time, Laurel and Hardy. Like, they were like a legendary comedic duo. Nem knows who they are. I mean, we had that on. We always have that presence out, like, if we're not filming. Like, we're best friends, so we always have that comedic thing. You can ask our friends that hang out with us. But like on the screen, yeah, I was like, wow, we have this chemistry. That I was really shocked. It was funny. It was funny comedy. I don't know if it was funny for us at that time, because you know, me and them, you know, being brothers, we get into dust ups. But I mean, watching it, I was like, wow, like, man, we have that Laurel Hardy, you know, comedic duo or whatever popular, like Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker comedic duo there. But yeah, it was surprising to see the magic there.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask how because I was very curious, Tommy, a lot of people I feel like can relate to you about how they feel insecure talking to people at bars or trying to hit on women, or women hit on men or men hit on men, so on and so forth, like just hitting on people that you're attracted to. And I wanted to ask exactly how you got to the point you're at now, which is more secure in yourself, more confident. But instead of asking you that and having you answer it, I'd rather just tell everybody who's listening to this podcast to go watch My Friend Tommy. Now, you guys just premiered at the Dances with Films Festival, I believe
Dances
it was.
Dances with Films, yep.
So congratulations first and foremost on that. So how are people going to be able to watch this documentary?
So right now we're in the festival circuit before we go to distribution. So you'll see it somewhere probably during the fall on a streamer or a different distribution platform. Definitely keep tabs with us on our Instagram. That's probably our biggest kind of hub. Our Instagram is MFT Movie, like My Friend Tommy Movie. So MFT Movie. And we also have a Facebook page. But to touch on Dean quickly, like, yeah, this movie's absolutely hilarious. It's like absurd. I put all my influences in it. So if you like Seth Rogen, if you like Key and Peele and Jim Carrey and even Tom Green, I mean, with an original hip hop soundtrack with some of the biggest up and coming artists from North America, Asia, and Europe, you'll definitely enjoy it. So it's got an absurd touch, but it's, you know, it's heartwarming because we're actual best friends and you kind of forget that it's real because it feels like you're watching kind of like a blockbuster comedy and then it slaps you in the face and it's like, oh, this is real. So it's kind of like, it's a little bit meta. And yeah, it's funny, it's heartwarming, and you're watching someone's life change in real time, which is exciting and introspective, definitely relatable.
Sweet. Well, we're excited to see it. Yeah, we'll have to follow along on the Instagram and keep track of it until we are able to watch it for ourselves. But you guys, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Thanks for giving some insight. You both seem like great guys. And Tom, I'm excited to watch, man. I want to see the progression, the growth, and everything. So we'll keep an eye out for it.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Of course. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, guys. Ciao.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black Lead products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black Lead products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust. You don't want to miss it.